Well, if you've noticed, right now, everywhere you go, there's a detour. And this, you know, it's all in process. We know how frustrated we were with I-15 as it was going through Ogden and over all of those overpasses. Logan's not I-15, but 10th West is one of those that I was really an advocate to push the UDOT and the UDOT commissioners to accomplish. And it's really showed a good collaboration between the county and UDOT. Everybody stepped up because we took UDOT Road and brought it and started managing the roads. In return, UDOT took 10th West, $45 million project. The ribbon cutting will be November 1st, which is coming up. And the other thing that's going on, 2nd East, from my view, is going to be huge. Some like it, some don't, but when it's all done, the citizens have had 9 years of studies on it. Tunnels are there for pedestrian movement. Bikes are going to be able to be accessible and movable on that road. Plenty of landscape. And it ties into 1st East that goes by the Riverwood Apartments. The other little things you're seeing is the PRV going on, that's pressure reducing valves, to try to improve our infrastructure. And they're kind of spotted all over the community. We're in a hurry up track because weather is changing quickly. And the one in front of the middle school, that's 10th West. I know a lot of you use that. We're trying to buckle that up. The contractor is a little bit behind. We always find more problems than we would hope underneath the roads, but we're moving it ahead and hopefully have that done in the next 2 to 3 weeks.